जय जय गुरु। आनंद गुरुदेव
वंदे गुरुदेव शिवानंद गुरुदेव
जय श्री गुरुदेव शिवानंद गुरुदेव शिवानंद गुरुदेव
जय श्री गुरुदेव शिवानंद गुरुदेव
वंदे गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव
वंदे गुरुदेव जय जय गुरुदेव
वंदे गुरुदेव शिवानंद गुरुदेव
वंदे
Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Aum Kring Kring Chamundaya Vichay Namaha. 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 Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Namavade Shivanandaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Nori, Om Namah Shivaya. Today is whose birthday is today, Nori? Who is Shivananda? Huh? My Guru? Not of your Guru? And your Guru too?
This is your guru, and he's your guru.
And what about your guru? Who is your guru? My God, that must be an extraordinary person to say that. Even advanced students cannot understand that. So we are going to celebrate. Your stomach is okay? You are taking milk and honey? How is it? It's okay? It's working? Good. So we'll have a special puja for all your health, longevity, peace, prosperity and immortality and for inner peace as well as the world peace. A small, again, introduction. As in September is very important for not only Shivananda family members, but also the whole humanity. Because Shivananda was not just an ordinary guru, he is a world guru, super guru. Why he is a world guru? There are so many masters came in the recent history in India. But Shivananda stands unique because he is my guru. That's all? No, it's not because my guru. Yes, he is not my guru. He is the guru of all who is on spiritual path. Now, first of all, who is a guru? What's the meaning of a guru? Guru means a teacher. It means, literally, Guru removes ignorance. That's the meaning of the Guru. Whoever removes your ignorance is your Guru. Now, if I want to know cooking, I'm ignorant of the cooking, so I go to, who is the best cook here? Who is the best cook?
Mahadev.
Who?
Mahadev.
Who?
You can see Mahadev. He was here. There he is.
Oh.
He cooked very good last night.
Where is he?
Last night he was the cook.
One of the glasses of the bank.
Oh.
You are the best cook?
He's also that too. He's also that too.
Okay. So if I want to learn cooking, I look the best among you, the best cook. Now there are among the best cook, there can be vegetarian cook, there can be non-vegetarian cook, there can be kosher cook, different types of cook. So now, what type of cook I will approach? Not a non-vegetarian. Maybe best cook non-vegetarian. They may cook for Queen Elizabeth and President Reagan and Begin, but I won't approach him, don't care about a bit. So I approach a guru who knows how to create vegetarian. Now among the vegetarian, there are also Sattvic vegetarians and Rajasic vegetarians. And Tamasic vegetarians too. Rajasic vegetarians, they put lots and lots of chilies and curry. That's what I saw. Maybe the program, you know, even curry powder, they're putting in masala, garam curries and so on. So the Rajasic vegetarian cook, and Sattvic vegetarian cook, and also Tamasic one. Tamasic one, all the old and rotten vegetables they put together, you know. That they should boil it and eat also. So also, according to my taste, I choose a teacher. It's not the teacher chooses. You understand? You choose the teacher, not the teacher ever. So there are so many teachers are there in India. So according to our tendency, you approach a teacher. So if you have the Rajasic and Tamasic nature, if you go to India, you'll find Rajanish ashram. Very comfortable and good. That's why people go to different ashrams, because their tendency and temperaments belong to that particular time. There they can eat, drink and do anything they want and all the things openly. They can just take off the clothes and the skin like anything. There are also, what do you call, you got the, here is primal therapy. Well, some people go to primal therapy and scream and all, so they think, oh, they found their guru. So you see, so you choose your guru according to your nature. So you can find out, Lord Krishna says very easily, are you a Sattvic student, or Rajasic student, or Tamasic student? You can analyze it by your way of living and acting. There are also other spiritual centers. I'm not talking that wrong or right. But they are attracted to that place than to this place. Because their temperament is true to that particular vibration. Now I'm talking about Swami Sivananda. Why he is a world teacher and a pure Sattvic teacher. He removes the ignorance. How? In a Sattvic way, naturally, you all know that. How Sattvic way? Suppose I want to teach you and remove your ignorance. I ask, before I come here, there should be a big throne for me, special throne, with lots and lots of followers and disciples, and I come. Like a great God with a peacock feather to bless you all. Your kundalini will go. If you give me more money, I can send you kundalini. The sahasrara today itself. It's a little money, I'll wait for 10,000 years. That's called Rajasic teacher. They put on show. Great teachers like Shivananda. They never used him as a special seat. Later on his body became very old, he used a chair. Otherwise, he would sit with everybody. Other gurus, never accustomed to sit near the stupid disciple. Sitting along with you. Like Queen Elizabeth wants to come and sit with you. Oh no, she wants her. Let us throw the whole thing. Never take it to harmony. Harmony. Not good. So, true matches are not. So he removed my ignorance first time. How did he remove my ignorance? I am a stupid, egoistic, horrible fellow. Even now, the only difference is, before I did not know I was stupid, arrogant. But now I know I am a stupid, arrogant. That's the difference. Not before and now. It took so many years to realize it. That's called realization. I did not. Swami Sivananda, of course, he's a great master, I heard. I was in the army. The World War II, I was only 17 and a half, 17. With all my chemistry, biology, physiology, knowledge, and military training, you only salute with one hand. For both hands, we don't do that. That salutation is not acceptable. Military salute, high eyes. This is my British army, training with the British. And so when I arrived there, I did not want to go before him because I thought I know everything. He is, though he is a super swami, still he is a human being like you and me. He also eats, he also sleeps, so what? That was my ignorance. First ignorance and worst ignorance. And so how did he remove that ignorance? I came and I moved away, so I don't want to go before him. He just came to me where I was hiding and then prostrated before me. I was standing and he is prostrating before me. That shook my head. I'm just a small boy, he's really. Physically he's a tall giant. I'm a puny. And here is a mountain is going before a moon. My body shook violently. At that time I fell at his feet with all my love, with all my heart, with all my devotion. And he taught me to remove my ignorance, telling God is in everyone. In the stupid boy also. He did not say, though I was nothing but stupid, but still he did not say I am stupid. From his point of view, he sees the one divine self-shining equally. That is my first lesson and the most important lesson I ever learned. From that moment onwards, though I prostrate, not the same way as he does, mentally, physically I do, but mentally I am not able to see that oneness. But he taught me that first and most important lesson in spiritual path, that one God shines. That's not what Jesus taught. I and my Father are one. I am in you, you are in me. That oneness. That is a true world teacher. You understand what I mean, world teacher? It's not the world teacher because he's got a big throne and peacock and everyone is hitting, everyone is awakening his kundalini and everyone is jumping up and down. That is not. That is true business. I can make everything, all those things, stupid things, I can make anyone to do that. I can make everyone jump up and down. A true teacher is not that. He saw in me my ego. I came for one purpose to him, to see God. And I thought God is somewhere up in the heaven or in the temple. Maybe special temple like Benares, the holy place, he is only there. But the great master says, oh man, what a foolish you are. The very God you are searching is in you as well as in God. So that's my first. That's why he is a world teacher. It's not. Suppose if he had demonstrated some siddhis and powers, he was standing on his feet, on the air, I wouldn't care a bit about him. So what? Astronauts also can just go up in the inner space, you can just move around there, you will be floating in the air. So what difference is there? So that kind of siddhis, who perform those teachers to attract that disciple, that resistic type of teachers, because you are looking for some kind of power. Like you go to a rich man, for what purpose? To get some money. So you go to a teacher who has got the power, you say, oh, the teacher will do all the things for me, he's got some power, he'll make you to come up to the highest chakra by touching. I don't have to do anything, I will say, I am your disciple. Now, teacher, you do everything for me. I will give you $10, you know. Well, now you work for me. அந்த இறக்கமே கொண்டது. That type of students who approaches the teacher with that attitude, that both student and the teacher are fooling each other. And that's why the difference between rajasic teacher and sattvic teacher. Sattvic teacher like Shivananda, good teacher, they never have the simple ego, they completely forgot. Then, second lesson I had, it was a Friday, they were worshipping Ganges. Well, worshipping a river. What is the biggest river here in London? Thames. And suppose tomorrow I ask all of them, come on, let's go and worship the Thames. You will look upon what? Thames for me is a Thames. It's just a polluted. All the sewage of London goes in the Thames and you want to worship that? So, I thought something like that. What difference is there to all the dead bodies in the Ganges and this and that? Worshipping a Ganges, who heard about this? So I believe in Hindu, Hindus believe the Ganges is very holy stuff. That's not important. Because I know that Ganges is made of H2O, like any other water. So I was standing up to cut out the story, and the disciple came to bathe in the offer the flowers and light. And I thought, oh, they are stupid disciples, they don't understand H2O. Suddenly Swami Shivananda also came and joined them. I was just standing up this, and they're all the bottom of the Ganges and waving their lights, and Shivananda also joined them. He said, my God, he was not only an ordinary Swami, he was a medical doctor. So doctor should know H2O, aqua. How come that he is doing such a stupid thing worshipping a Ganges? As I was just thinking, as I knew everything, suddenly he just turned towards me, just my thought, just like Madeline picks up the thought, you know. he just turned towards me for a second, that's all. Next moment, there was no Ganges, there was a blazing light. The Ganges changed in the blazing light with a message, oh stupid man, what do you understand the infinite nature of God? You are using your little intellect, H2O, you understood, now you know everything about God. He has got infinite galaxies he created, infinite number of galaxies there. Our planet Earth is only one small, tiny speck. In our own Milky Way galaxy, 60 billion suns exist. There are infinite number of galaxies. At this very moment, entire galaxy has been disappeared and the new galaxies are being born. Thousands of this are happening every minute, every moment. And yet you use your tiny intellect to understand the infinite nature of God. My God, that was my second lesson I learned. First lesson, he removed my ignorance of, I know, I'm a great, I won't bow my head to anybody. That's not true. Great masters, they see God in all. Second, he removed, not only God in all human beings, everything is a manifestation of God. The message came, and they saw that even this flowing river is a manifestation of God. So the Himalayas standing is also a manifestation of God. Suppose there is no river. Let us assume there is no river and no mountains. What would happen to all the waters? It will stagnate in everywhere, there will be nothing. So that winter, the snow is accumulated in the mountain tops and the summertime it comes down, so there is no rain. It's all arranged in a very beautiful and scientific way. So there is an intelligent being who knows everything. Yet I know everything I thought. Even look at my own body. Why did God put the eye here? I prefer to have one eye here and one eye there in my hand. So I can see like that. Why did the God put the nose here? But the nose closest point to the lungs is the nose to be here, not here. Put the nose there and here make the nose flat. How ugly it will be. It's not only God is scientific, he's artistic. He put the nose, suppose the hair is all here, it's good. But if there's a hair here in the tip of the nose, it is very ugly. So just look at that. Everything is so perfectly arranged, including scientifically look into that. That diaphragm, simple mechanism, breathing mechanism, the diaphragm, is put in the right place. It could be any other place. Just the heart, above the diaphragm, is just touching the heart up and below the liver is stomach, etc. And that gentle motion, constant breathing affects the heart pumping and the respiratory motion, affects the various air pressure in your abdominal cavity and thoracic cavity. It's so scientifically arranged, yet, oh, you know everything. See, such a beautiful thing. Look at that brain. Unbelievable. Studying a little bit of the brain, still doctors do not understand how the brain functions. Even the brain functions, without the brain, neither can see something. How can she see that? So there's a brain inside, she seems to the brain then. Our doctors know only, oh, brain is everything, gray matter, white matter, everything. Then what way she's using, which matter she's using. So there are so many things are there, so my second doubt more. God is the manifest, as Ganges, as mountains, not only as human beings, everyone. So that is called a guru. A guru teaches the lesson by these methods and explains to you that one God shines in it. That's why it is a good teacher. I don't know if you don't have much time to discuss about it. Any time I escape. But this is sufficient to just give a glimpse of who he is, a true teacher, Swatik teacher, and who is a Rajasic teacher. Rajasic teacher, they say, worship me, bow before me, bring all your money, and I'll give you special passport to heaven. That is Rajasic guru, like Rajanis, etc. Maharshi, etc. They said they got all secret mandas, come back and I'll give you this sacred mantra is $150 and that sacred mantra will be $2,000 and so forth. They are not even anywhere near any teacher. They are just in the very low stage of evolution. They are using to make a living. As a great Shankaracharya has said, Gurilo Mundi, Rindhita Kasham Prakda Bhu Vesha, Pashyanina Dabina Pachyadamuro, Udharanamittam Bhutta Vesha. You got it? It means Gurilo Mundi. Shankaracharya on the pilgrimage saw the Benares and other pilgrim places. Some holy man, if you go to India, Jedi, there are lots of matter blocks. And that he will grow that, and his matter block is about, when he stands up, is about 8 feet trailing behind him. Because every day he puts a certain gum, and then it will split, you see. And that gum is added, some sort of gum from the trees. And that is like so it becomes long, long matter, it won't split off. And he spends the entire time to show his great matter God, to see how great he is. So generally he, Shankaracharya looks, oh my God. Then Mundi, others completely shave their head. Opposite. Lunjita gets some half like it. Now they're too long or too short like me. Lunjita Geta, Kashan, some from orange robe, some yellow robe, the white robe, some this robe and that robe, and some put on rosaries, and others put on more rosaries here, and other put in the holy ashes there, holy ashes here, and holy ashes everywhere. Every type of costumes and customs, you just go to pilgrim places. You see every type of fashion you see, just like you got the fashion show here. And Benares, etc., is the place for the fashion show. Religious fashion. Each one has got their own dress and their own costumes, and one put on peacock feather, one this and one big long turban and one short turban, one big beard and long beard and this. So Shankaracharya looked at it. He says, all these things for what purpose? Not for the God. You need long matted locks to reach the God? Or you had to shave your head to see God? You had to put orange robe to see the God? Why you have to put all these various of costumes and the Pope has to put on a special crown and come and bless you? Why this? So Shankaracharya says, these are all Udharanimittam Bhavukrita Vesha. You understand that? Udharanimittam means just for the belly's sake, various costumes, fools put on. Fools. These are all fools in the name of God to cheat people, but they are not interested in the religion. They are only how to take care of their tummy. By just they make a living out of that, various scriptures. So great masters in Shivananda are not like that. If they are giving an orange root, there's a purpose behind it. Tell about it. This is to remind you that you are on the renunciation. So I must not keep any possession. Do we have any possession? No. What are the possession I'm having? My lust, my anger, my greed, my hatred, my jealousy, envy, these are my possessions. renunciation is renouncing these lower nature is called renunciation. Not just renouncing only some money and some property, that's nothing. That will come back again. So renunciation of this ego and this lower nature is called renunciation. And this reminds, whenever I put on this thing, I look at it, oh man, behave like a Swami. And with this dress, I will not go to a pub. Suppose no one is there, I just walk in between the pub. Nobody is there. Well, I would like to just go and get a drink, a quick one. But suppose I'm wearing these, I will never dare to do that. But if I'm wearing my ties and coats and suits, oh yes, who knows, I'm one among the fools. So I can go and sit down and drink, you know, and chat, oh yes, oh yes, Baba. I can do that, but with this, I will shut, oh no, 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 I can't do that. See, so by keeping this, it keeps me in check in everything, right? That's the purpose of that. Because if this itself is the cause of holiness, then it's very simple. You all can wear the orange robe and you'll be great, holy man. You know? That's what Rajini is doing. Look at that. He just completely turned the whole thing. He just gives everyone. Just use this thing. And he's not even a Hindu. He wants, actually, he's doing that, Rajini. He's a Jain. He wants to destroy the Hindu religion. They don't like at all the Hindus. So they just purposely, he's doing this to destroy the name of, he's giving this to everybody, this child, to everyone. And such a sacred thing for us, it is very, very holy. Though I'm not even capable of keeping this sanctity, and I shudder when I see what they do with that top clothes. So there's a purpose behind all these things. So behind the holy ash, what's the purpose of the holy ash? What's the purpose of the holy ash? It reminds you, one day your body also will become ash. At the doctor's body, or Swami Vishnu's body, we all one day, earth to earth and ash. Now, I'm great Swami Vishnu. Yeah, how great I am. All the foolish things. But I am the most wise person. I always do only good things. So that idea, the moment when you look at the ash, oh man, so today you think that you are a doctor, you are president, and tomorrow you are not nothing but ash. Or sometimes they bury you, the germs and bones are going to eat you. So it reminds you, actually. The red powder is again to remind that energy from the mother, the blood. We all got energy through the mother, Supreme Mother, and that came in the form of your individual mother, and her blood came through my body, and the body came into existence. So it is to devote our universal mother. That's why the red powder, sandal powder, represents psychic energy, it means psychic. Wood, sandalwood, it stimulates psychic centers, it's got magnetic currents. So, it's all symbolic. So, in Hindu religion, it is not just you are doing something blindly, there is a purpose too. And this purpose is to remove the ignorance in it. That's a teacher. So, let us worship the great teacher who removed the ignorance from us, and we are able to get up in the morning, though we cannot meditate, at least we are able to sit and close our eyes and chant in the early morning, which is not possible in London. All the people on the Sunday, Saturday, what they will be doing now? Sleeping. And here the only one or two centers like that. I don't even, other yoga centers get up in the morning. They don't have this. Only our yoga center is the only place, one the early morning meditation, you know. Other places they all sleep. Even many ashrams in India, you know, they don't get up. They just sleep. They get up whenever they get up. Ashrams, you know. Or Swami says, oh, just get up 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, there's no one to guide them, you see. So they get up whenever they like and then just take a bath and just do some yoga. This type of discipline, you don't even get many ashrams, you don't get this discipline. What you are getting is because of Master's grace. Master's taught you all this type of life, spiritual life, regulate your life. He is not telling that he's going to give in salvation. Salvation is in your hand. You work for it. That's what the truth. That's why he's the world. And his teachings are also universal. He's not just a Hindu. He has written about Christianity, Mohammedanism, every religion. He says only one God in all religions. There's not only one human being. He sees God in all religious people. So let us know that Shivananda worship. Because in India, etc., we celebrate in a grand scale here. In a very small scale, we do, but it doesn't matter. It's not small scale or big scale. We do from our God wants the heart. Okay. Sorry. Put the matches together. Ooh, never go because they all just check the same problem.